Hare Krishna. I am very happy to be with all of you again and always, especially at the feet of Giri Govardhan. Just down the road is the Bhaktivedanta Ashram. His Holiness Radhanath Swami has not taken you there yet in his verbal parikrama. But I will speak about that for just a few minutes and maybe in more detail tomorrow. But in Srila Prabhupada's last days on this planet, when he was ill in Vrindavan, he expressed a desire to go to Govardhan Hill, which was unusual for Srila Prabhupada. He was always absorbed in his mission. Most of his time in Vrindavan was spent at the Krishna Balaram temple, absorbed in his mission of establishing the Krishna consciousness movement. But very close to the end, he expressed his desire to go to Govardhan Hill to participate in the Govardhan Puja with the local people and to camp out at Govardhan Hill. As events unfolded, Srila Prabhupada did not physically go to Govardhan Hill, but maybe 3 days after he left, we took a small deity of him on parikrama of Govardhan Hill. And then, some years later, Tamal Krishna Goswami and I became aware of a palace at Govardhan Hill, which belonged to the king of the Maharaj of Chhatarpur, who also had a palace in Khajuraho in Madhya Pradesh. And Tamal Krishna Goswami and I had the idea that this would be a perfect place to have an ashram at Govardhan. So I took a train to Khajuraho and met the king. And he was aware of ISKCON. He had great appreciation for ISKCON. And he said, times are not so good for kings now. If you had met me earlier, I would have gladly just donated the palace and the property to you, but times are difficult, so I have to ask for something. And he named a figure that was a small fraction of its actual value. So I thought, this is very good, but it's Kali Yuga, people change their minds, they get influenced. I think we better solemnize this commitment. So I asked the king to see his altar, to see his deity. And he actually worshipped Sadbuj, the form of Lord Chaitanya with six arms. So in front of, it was a picture actually, but he worshipped it. In front of his picture of Sadbhuj, I said, "This is so auspicious. You've offered your palace at Govardhan to ISKCON. Say it in front of your deity." And he did. But then there were complications. The family members, greedy secretaries, greedy pandas from Govardhan. "How could you sell it for that? I could get a customer for 8 times that value." And it was very complicated. And at this point, Tamal Krishna Goswami's shrewdness in practical affairs was put into action, and he was able to sort out all of the people around the king who were, you know, greedy and had motives, and eventually on Varaha Dvadasi, the property was transferred into the name of ISKCON, and the next day on Nityananda Trayodasi, we actually entered the palace and had kirtan. So each element of this story could be expanded. Each element is very interesting and instructive. Srila Prabhupada's desire to come to Govardhan, the parikrama with the deity of Prabhupada days after he left, and the whole story of meeting the king and getting the property transferred to ISKCON, and ultimately a sort of refurbishing the palace and making it available for devotees to come and do sadhana. But in my in the small amount of time we had, I thought I would give you a synopsis. And now, on the order of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, I will lead dancing kirtan. I will do the singing, and you will do the dancing. It's a combined effort. Hare Krishna.